This segment has been sponsored by the local Edward Jones office of Lee Colvin. The host of this show and Edward Jones have an existing business relationship. This event is not a testimonial of the services provided by Edward Jones financial advisor, Lee Colvin.
Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Take control of your account management and energy consumption with the MyMTE app. Just download in the App Store to manage your account, improve your energy habits, and more. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936. Edward Jones financial advisor Lee Colvin on the road today, but taking some time out to join us to talk about avoiding some estate planning mistakes. Mr. Lee Colvin, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. We're doing great, buddy. How are you all today?
Doing fine. Just sweating to the oldies like everybody else.
We are definitely doing that, aren't we?
Yes.
I figure I would stretch out from the weather window and take a barometer check from Middle Tennessee in different areas, and I will let you know that right now in Nashville, we're showing clear skies, 87 degrees. Life is looking okay if we can keep the humidity away.
You know, it's going to be a toasty day there in that heat island of Nashville for you. So good luck with that. But, you know.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So today we're talking with you about estate planning mistakes and some ways to avoid those. And, you know, I guess everybody hopes by the time you reach retirement age, you have accumulated, you know, a 401k, an IRA, some other investments, maybe insurance policies, physical property, things like that. But there are some mistakes that we can make if we're not careful, and we're going to talk about those and those assets.
There are, and we definitely want to make sure, you know, that we're watching the estate. You know, you'll see some of these assets. You're going to use them to hopefully support your retirement. But the rest may end up in your estate, moving on to your legacy. And so that's why it's so important that we discuss this today and look at the opportunities. Because, Brian, you know, to leave a legacy for your family and those philanthropic groups that you may support, you need a comprehensive estate plan, and you need to avoid making mistakes. So we just wanted to bring a few points of opportunity and mention here. These are some of the most common areas that we see mistakes that folks make today around their estate planning needs.
Yeah, and the four things that we're going to touch on, not that there are only four, but the biggies, as you mentioned: procrastinating, not updating your wills and other documents, not updating beneficiaries. Looks like we've got, I have five here. Not properly titling assets in a trust, and not choosing the right executor. So let's, first off, not to delay, because we don't want to procrastinate. Let's talk about procrastinating as it relates to estate planning.
Absolutely. You know, when it comes to estate planning and its implications about our mortality, it may not be a pleasant topic to think about, yet putting off the estate plan can be very risky. If you were to pass away or become incapacitated without doing any estate planning, the results could be costly for you and your loved ones. One possible consequence is that if you haven't at least created a basic, simple will, the courts could decide how to divide and distribute your assets, and they may do so in a way that you would not want.
Mm-hmm. So all the more reason to not procrastinate in doing that. As we talk to Lee Colvin, Edward Jones Financial Advisor, about some estate planning mistakes and how to maybe avoid those. Not updating your wills and other documents. You kind of ended there by saying, you know, the courts could decide and divide and distribute your assets in ways that you probably wouldn't. And you have the opportunity with wills and other documents, but not if they're not updated.
Correct. And you know, when you're drafting a will and other documents, such as maybe a living trust, you know, it's an important step in your estate planning, but you shouldn't just create these arrangements and forget about them. Changes in your life and among your loved ones, you know, you can have situations like a death in the family, a divorce of a loved one, remarriage to a new loved one, new children, or other needs that may arise. And all of these can result in the need for you needing to update your estate plan. So it's a good idea to review them periodically and make sure that they're just in place and appropriate for you today.
Okay. So making sure that is done. What about procrastination of kind of going along with maybe your documents there, not updating your beneficiaries? You kind of touched on that a little bit. You know, maybe there's a marriage and you've got a stepchild and whatnot. I mean, those are kinds of things that you're talking about, beneficiaries.
Certainly. You know, similar to updating the will to reflect changes in your life and your family situation, you may need to also update the beneficiaries listed on your financial accounts and your insurance policies. You know, these designations, they can carry a lot of weight and can even supersede instructions in your will. So you want to make sure that, and you want to just verify and make sure that they are current to your wishes today and that they are accurate. You want to make sure you have a legal name, a social security number, a date of birth to accurately account for who is going to be receiving those dollars.
Let's talk about the fourth point here, not properly titling assets in a trust. Maybe talk to us about that a bit more.
So, you know, when you're looking at these things, depending on the situation, you may benefit from establishing a living trust, which may allow your estate to avoid the time-consuming and expensive process of probate. But a living trust also helps give you control over how, when, and, you know, you want your assets to distribute.
Mm-hmm.
However, you also need to retitle your assets in the name of the trust for the trust to be effective. Setting up a trust can be costly. You don't want to take the time and the effort and the cost to set a trust up and not title things to that trust, or you've just wasted that time, that money, and that energy.
Sure. And for those who have gone through an estate situation, You may have run into some of the things that we're talking about. So, again, these are tips to avoid estate planning mistakes and some very important information here. The final one that we're going to touch on here today with you, Lee, is not choosing the right executor.
Yes. So, you know, executors carry out your wishes based on the instructions that you've given in your will or your trust documents. But fulfilling an executor's duties is not as simple as saying, hey, follow a recipe for a basic meal.
Yeah.
Consequently, while you might just want to pick a close family member as an executor, you need to be sure that this person is competent, good with details, and won't be overwhelmed by the financial and legal issues involved in settling an estate. If your initial choice doesn't have the skills needed, then you may need to find a responsible person outside of the family.
Very important, right, with that.
Yes. Also, Brian, sorry, go ahead, buddy.
I was just going to say, is there anything else about estate planning mistakes that you'd like to share before our time gets away?
You know, one huge mistake that folks forget about is many folks just say, oh, you know what, I'll worry about it when the time comes. Well, when the time comes, it's too late, and you're probably going it alone.
Mm.
Can be bad.
And when the time comes, the end, and so how are you going to do it? But anyway.
Well, exactly. Yeah. You know, even saying, hey, I'm going to go it alone, you know, estate planning is not a do-it-yourself activity. To help ensure your estate plan addresses all the issues involved, you'll need to work with a legal advisor, possibly your estate planning attorney, possibly also your tax professional, CPA, as well as your financial professional, your financial advisor, your certified financial planner, someone in that role as well. And that's where we sit in typically. Devoting the necessary time and effort can help you avoid many of the mistakes that are typically seen that can threaten the effectiveness of an estate plan. And the fewer mistakes you make, the better off your beneficiaries can be.
Very good information here today about estate planning, some mistakes to avoid. And as you rattled off those who need to be a part of your estate planning plan, you mentioned, you know, a financial advisor, someone within that realm. And we may be talking to folks out there, Lee, who haven't started the process, have been thinking about the process, don't have it all put together. And, you know, maybe speaking with you or one of the Edward Jones financial advisors here in the area would be a good start to getting this plan going. It's one part of it, but a good start.
Absolutely. You know, we'd love the opportunity to help, Brian. And folks, if you don't have an advisor or you're trying to figure out who the best advisor for you might be, again, always feel free to give my office a call. We can talk to you, ask some preliminary questions, and then maybe direct you to the right advisor for you and your family situation. You can give us a call at 615-907-7056. Again, that's 615-907-7056. We'd love to hear from you.
Lee, as always, thank you so much, my friend. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Brian. Have a great day.